From KCPW in Salt Lake City, I'm Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance, and this is Downtown SLC, a program that explores the people, places, and events that are shaping Utah's urban center. People across the region tell us in surveys that dining is the number one reason they come downtown, whether that is for a casual burger or to experience a world-class, authentic meal in a unique setting. In fact, breaking bread with friends and family is an important part of the human experience, and downtown has more to offer in terms of variety and quality than any other neighborhood in the state. There's a dining renaissance going on in our city center, with literally dozens of new restaurants opening in the past few years. Today, we'll be joined by downtown restaurateurs Judy Cullen from Squatters, along with Vanessa Hill and Rick Giuliacci from Texas de Brazil, to talk about our urban center's food scene and about the annual Dine Around promotion that starts on Friday and runs through September 29th. All that after the news. And we're back. My name's Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance, and this is Downtown SLC. We're joined today by Judy Cullen from Squatters, along with Vanessa Hill and Rick Giuliacci from Texas de Brazil, talking about dining downtown. And Judy, I'm gonna start the conversation with you.
Okay.
You are one of the three founders who started this promotion a decade ago, and maybe talk a little bit about what was going through your mind and why you wanted to start this new dining promotion for our city center.
Sure. John Williams, one of the partners of Gastronomy, and Karen Olson of the Metropolitan, and Amy Cody with Squatters, and myself, were looking for a way to boost up people coming downtown, having a reason to dine downtown. We had gone through some challenges with construction, and we felt that people needed to be reminded about the great restaurants that we have in downtown Salt Lake City. And other cities across the nation had done similar promotions. New York's Restaurant Week is legendary.
Huge.
San Francisco also had a very similar program, and we thought, why not put something together like this in Salt Lake City? And so we called a meeting of downtown restaurateurs, not having any idea how many people would show up, if it would just be Squatters and Gastronomy and Metropolitan. And we were absolutely overwhelmed with the support. Everyone thought it was a great idea. We're totally on board. And so from those seeds of an original, 15 or so restaurants downtown, we came up with the promotion and got the support of the Downtown Alliance and Visit Salt Lake. We did some research and development in New York, which
was really tough. Yeah,
that was
hard duty,
but someone had to do it. And kind of took the best elements of everyone's program and put our first downtown dine around into place. And we were absolutely blown away by the success.
It is extremely popular. People tell us all the time that it's one of the main things they look forward to every year about coming downtown. And sometimes it's to try an old restaurant or to go someplace that's a favorite, like Squatters or a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's because they want to try something new. And maybe just talk a little bit about the Dine Around program, how it works for anyone who doesn't know how the Dine Around program works.
So the program works is for dinner. You can choose a restaurant that participates for a three-course meal for $30 or for $15. Each restaurant gets to choose which category that they want to be in. And there are also restaurants that participate at lunchtime for a two-course meal for $10. And the promotion typically runs for 2 weeks plus. You don't need a coupon or a punch card. You just look for a participating restaurant, come in and say, I'd love to see your dine around menu, and there you go. And the advantage from a customer standpoint is you can obviously order great meals at a really great price, but it also gives our guests the opportunity, as you said, to try out restaurants that maybe they weren't familiar with or hadn't been to before, and maybe find a new favorite based on that.
And there are lots of different options, too, because sometimes it's a fancier restaurant where it's $30. Sometimes it's a little bit more casual where it's $15 for dinner. And the lunch prices, it's either $5 or $10. And this year, I think one of the really exciting things, we have nearly 50 restaurants participating. That is a record for us. I remember when I first came to the Downtown Alliance, we were so excited we had 30 restaurants participating. So it's clearly growing and growing by leaps and bounds. Rick, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. You're from Brazil, and here is the general manager for Texas de Brazil. Can you talk a little bit about why you guys decided to participate in Dine Around, and then maybe share with people who have not been into your restaurant yet a little bit about your restaurant?
Sure. So first of all, we're new in town. We opened with City Creek Mall on March 22nd, 2012. And this is a new venture for us. It gets the opportunity to get a word out, reach out for the community, and like Jody says, for people who had the opportunity to come to our restaurant to try our food and our concept.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your food and your concept. I've been practicing I'm not going to be able to say
take
it.
Take a deep breath.
Churrascaria?
Churrascaria.
Churrascaria.
Yeah.
Okay.
That stands for a kind of steakhouse in Brazil that serves the way we do, which is cooking all your meats over open fire, on skewers, carving on your table side, and going around your table. All you have to do is say yes or no.
Yes tough. To the meat or no to the meat.
Oh, give me a break or something like that. It's it's hard to say no, by the way.
Yeah, I have been several times, and it is hard to say no. You also have an amazing salad. I think a lot of people don't always know about that because the meat is sort of the highlight, but the salad bar is pretty impressive too.
It plays a big role. Like, it's mainly fresh every day. We have like lobster bisque. It's made of like real lobsters, not like some sort of canned soup.
Right.
So it's not like rocket science. Fresh items. USDA prime choice, the beef, never frozen meats. Yeah. So it's just
what's the normal price that you charge for a dinner, and how does Dine Around compare with the pricing? Because my sense is it's a pretty good deal to come in for Dine Around to your restaurant.
It's an amazing deal. It's $42.99
for
dinner price. Yes, and we have high end items like filet mignon, lamb chops, top sirloin, and for $30 includes a dessert.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yes.
I think you're going to be busy.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Judy, let's talk a little bit about Squatters, one of the most beloved restaurants in our community, been around for a long time. Maybe talk a little bit just about the history of Squatters.
Sure.
and why you guys continue to participate in Dine Around. It's not really, most people have been to Squatters or know Squatters. But you guys are there as community stalwarts year in and year out supporting this program. Talk a little bit about that and how you see Squatters' role in the larger community.
Well, Squatters was founded back in 1989. We will actually be in 2014 be celebrating our 25th anniversary,
wow,
which is quite impressive. Nice. It was the brainchild of Peter Cole and Jeff Polychronis, who were actually commercial real estate brokers. But traveled a lot to the Northeast and happened to be sitting in a pub one night going, wow, look how busy this place is, and wow, how good is this beer? They were drinking some local microbrewed beers, and so they set off on their own research and development and started hitting microbreweries up and down the coast and from coast
That's
to
tough.
Coast.
Again,
yeah,
I like,
but again,
I like to get
the
into
research,
this research and development
very
industry
important
in the restaurant business.
And so decided that the time was ripe to open their own microbrewery and pub in Utah. There weren't any, and the market potential was huge. And so the rest, as they say, is history. They've been most successful. Squatters beers are legendary. We now have a location, Squatters Roadhouse Grill in Park City, mm-hmm, and of course the Squatters at the airport, and now also Wasatch Brew Pub in Park City is under the Salt Lake Brewing Company umbrella. But what's really important with Squatters and why we have continued to participate in Dine Around year after year is we believe in giving back to the community. And this is a community effort. It was started at a very grassroots level. It is open to everyone in the community, and it's part of our mission, our philosophy of people, planet, and profit. And mm-hmm, it's about the people providing good food at a reasonable price and giving back to the community. And Dine Around is just a great opportunity to do that. And we love giving people the option to come in and join us that haven't had the opportunity to dine with us. So we have our own ulterior motives.
That's
too
good. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. The profit motive is a good one for anyone. That's the system we have.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what makes downtown so unique as a dining destination. We're going to talk about the downtown dining community that Squatters has been such a great part of for so many years, and that Texas de Brazil and so many other new restaurants are now joining. And we'll talk about a little bit what you might be offering, what some other restaurants may be offering at the Dine Around promotion that starts this Friday and runs through September 29th. We also have a great contest that we'll be talking about. You can enter to win dinner for a year, so a gift certificate for dinner at each of the participating restaurants. And when we come back, we will tell you how to go about doing that. From KCPW in Salt Lake City, I'm Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance, and this is Downtown SLC, a program that explores the people, places, and events that are shaping Utah's urban center. Joining me today, some of downtown's most prominent and distinguished restaurateurs. We're talking about eating out in the capital city, and also about a large promotion that starts this Friday, starts tomorrow, called Dine Around. This is the, I think, ninth year that we've done Dine Around. It's grown from a collection of just a few restaurants participating into something much larger, nearly 50 restaurants participating this year. You can go into any of these restaurants. You don't need a coupon or a code. Just go in, and they all have Dine Around menus. And so for $30 at some of the more expensive, fancy restaurants, or $15 at some of the less expensive restaurants, you can have a prefix dinner menu. And then we've also got some great $10 and $5 lunch options as well. It's just a great celebration of eating out in the capital city. Judy Cullen, from formerly gastronomy, you were at gastronomy for 20 plus years?
No, 34.
34, actually. Wow. You don't look like you could have worked there for 34.
I started when I was 10.
There you go. So really, you've known the restaurant scene in downtown Salt Lake City and in Utah for a long time. And gastronomy has restaurants not just downtown, but in Cottonwood and in South Jordan and at their airport. Now you work for Squatters, mm-hmm. and Squatters has restaurants downtown, but also Park City and the airport. Talk a little bit, if you can, about what makes downtown unique. What is differentiating downtown from maybe some other communities, and why people might choose to come downtown for a dining experience?
Well, certainly the downtown dining scene has just exploded since we started Dine Around, actually. It's energetic, it's vibrant, it's eclectic. It's international. You can really find any sort of cuisine that you could possibly want. And what makes it even more attractive is not only do you have this mixture of incredible restaurants downtown, but there are so many other activities going on downtown as well. So you don't have to just come down to dine. You can come down to dine and go to the Capitol Theater or go to Comic-Con or whatever yeah. you choose
50,
to do.
50,000 of our friends did that just last weekend. Yeah.
So it's not just about dining downtown, it's really about incorporating everything else that downtown has to offer. And I think I just see that as expanding more and more as we have more residential mm-hmm. building going on, exploding really downtown. Yeah. More businesses wanting to locate downtown because it is vibrant and exciting. So I think that makes it very, very much more of a unique destination and certainly more appealing to our guests.
Well, downtown really is a system if you think about it, and it really is not just about one segment, whether that's residential or commuters coming in or visitors at the Salt Palace or dining or shopping. It really all works together. And one thing that's been great is no city is ever stagnant. Cities are either rising or falling. And the dining component of what's happened downtown over the past few years has really helped to fuel downtown's growth. And we have so many new restaurants that have come into the downtown area. Some really interesting concepts, Bodega and The Rest, which is a really exciting new concept that's participating this year in Dine Around. I'll just maybe mention some of the new restaurants that are participating that haven't before. Grilla Bites, Salt Bistro, and Sonny Bryan's Smokehouse Downtown, along with Bodega, are all doing a $5 lunch. $10 lunches, that these are, some restaurants have been around for a while, but they haven't always participated in Dine Around. Benihana, Lumi Bistro is a brand new one, and Verdine's Gourmet Burger House are some new $10 lunch options. And then new dinners, we have Lumi Bistro and Verdine's Gourmet Burger and Grilla Bites all doing a $15 dinner. And then $30 dinners, people who haven't participated in the past, Benihana, Brio Tuscan Grill, another restaurant at City Creek Center, Cucina Toscana, P.F. Chang's, and Texas Day Brazil are all restaurants that are new to the Dine Around program this year. They maybe have been in the city for a little while, but new to the Dine Around program this year. Rick, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Texas Day Brazil, and what does that mean, and how are you fitting in? How is it working for you to be in the downtown area? And Vanessa, please jump in on this and talk about how's business been so far now that you're new to the downtown area. You've been open for just over a year.
Sure. Vanessa, say hi.
Hi.
There you go. So it's been like really like a challenge for us. Like we had other Brazilian steakhouses, but we came with the concept, with the idea of fine dining. Mm-hmm. So the ambiance, the quality of food, the decor, it's a restaurant for special occasions.
Yeah.
You take potential clients, you take a date, you celebrate anniversaries, and everything, it's going like so great for us. Like the community has embraced us, and we have like positive reviews. We're happy to be here. Or the owner is the one who travels across the country looking for real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came across this project, Cedar Creek, he just like we're in, we need to be there. And the place is beautiful. Like Jody says, you don't go there for only one thing. When you come to downtown, you have so many options, things to do. Art-wise, you have like Leonardo here, have like the South Palace,
yeah,
like half a block away. So you go for a day or a half a day experience, and we glad we can be part of it. And answering your question, Texas de Brazil means like a little bit of Texas in Brazil, mm-hmm, or vice versa. The way that we serve our meat, the concept is from the south of Brazil.
Okay.
So they call the gauchos, which is a Brazilian cattleman. So what does the Texas have to do with that? The state of Brazil in the south, it's called Rio Grande do Sul. Just like you have Rio Grande.
Right.
Yeah, they're a river. So it's Rio Grande do Sul. They been separated from Brazil for about 10 years, like 100 years ago, just like Texas being separated from...
Okay, it's a little similar history.
Yeah. We take a lot of pride on our culture and food, just like Texans do. We have our own accent. You can tell like a mile away who is from Rio Grande do Sul, who are the gauchos.
Yeah.
And you can say the same thing about the Texans, about the accent. So we have a lot alike. So we try not only to celebrate the culture of Brazil, but always the American culture too. So you can find a little bit of both.
Cool. Yeah, a nice mix. Vanessa, you guys are feeling welcome in the downtown area. Things are going well so far.
We are. We're excited to participate in the Dine Around and show, our unique concept.
Great. Well, it's I think it's going to be a very good dine around. As I mentioned, it is the largest dine around that we have had so far in terms of the number of participating restaurants. I mentioned this contest earlier, and this is something we started last year and was really successful because it actually involves people in the conversation. So when you're out at a dine around restaurant this year, we're asking people to take a picture with their phone, or you can take it with a camera if you want, if anybody still uses cameras, but probably use your phone, and post it on the Downtown Alliance Facebook site, which is just facebook.com/downtownslc. Go there and post a photo of yourself at a dine around restaurant. This could be the food, this could be you and your friends, it could be the beverage, it could be going into the restaurant or the exterior. It could be the bathrooms. We don't really care. But show what your dine around experience looks like. Take a photo with your camera phone or just your camera and post that, and then put a hashtag on it of Dine Around. That's DINEOROUND. And then we will select one entry to win a really fantastic prize. It is dinner for a year in downtown Salt Lake City. You'll receive 47 gift certificates, a gift certificate to every restaurant for dinner. So it's not quite every night for an entire year, but almost every week for a year you could eat out on us. You can enter as many times as you'd like. It's not just the people at your table. It's really the entire community who can share in your dine around experience. Judy, for just a second, let's talk about creating that sense of community and what that's like. Breaking bread with somebody really does create a unique bond, and that's why people do it when they go to business meetings. It's why people do it when they're dating. There's something kind of special about that social interaction and breaking bread with somebody. You've been in the restaurant business a long time. I won't remind us about the years, but
thank you.
A gastronomy for several decades, and now at Squatters. Maybe talk a little bit about the restaurant industry and what it does and what the future might be for Salt Lake City's restaurant industry.
Well, I think that the future for Salt Lake's restaurant industry is going to get better and better. It's fabulous now, and I see that as continuing to grow. What is wonderful about what we have now is there really are dining options for everyone. And You can choose your type of cuisine. You can choose your type of ambiance. You can choose what different price ranges that you want. And what Dine Around is so wonderful in doing is that it encourages people to dine out again, to remind them of what a wonderful bonding, collaborative experience that is, to break bread, as you said, with friends and family. We sometimes get very busy in our lives and we don't take the opportunity to do that. And Dine Around provides that opportunity. Plus, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
And I think that it is only going to get better as the years go by.
You know, one thing that I think people may not realize if they don't work in the restaurant community is just how collaborative we are here. People really get along well together. The restaurants work well together. Everyone's interested in everyone else's success. I've had a good conversation with Walter at Walter's Osteria. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something he really believes in. And I know that's something you believe in. Maybe talk a little bit about the collaboration that exists in our downtown restaurant community. It's a very tight-knit community.
It is indeed. And certainly we have always felt that the more the better. Competition's a good thing. It keeps us all on our toes. And also, again, it provides us with the opportunity to share ideas with other restaurants. These types of promotions, because we do come together toward a common goal, they provide us the opportunity to communicate with each other as part of the restaurant community.
Yeah.
And I think that that is just a huge benefit for all of us that work in the hospitality industry.
Well, again, this is a really exciting time for downtown. Dine Around kicks off tomorrow, goes through September 29th. We have more than 45 participating restaurants. Great way for people to get to know more about it. You can find out more about it at downtownslc.org or dinearound.com. Don't forget the Facebook contest, facebook.com/downtownslc. Joining me today again, the wonderful Judy Cullen, a dear friend, somebody I've known for two decades probably, at least.
At least.
At least. Vanessa Hill and Rick, great to meet you guys. We're so happy to have you downtown and participating with us in Dine Around. And again, this has been Downtown SLC, a program that explores the people, places, and events that are shaping Utah's capital city, shaping our urban center. Join us next week when we'll be talking about the Utah AIDS Foundation and their AIDS Walk coming up.